Welcome to the wonderful world of not knowing what the hell's going on.
Here are your hosts, Jason and Anna.
Hey everybody, it's Delta Park Gets Lost. This is Jason.
And
over
Anna.
Here. Hello, and Anna over there. We're going to talk about Lost, Season 3, Episode 15, Left Behind, Kate-centric. But first, let's get to some listener feedback from last week's show. And this is actually kind of funny. And something that we actually had in the show last week, but we
didn't hear it.
We didn't hear it right, because superfan Daniel from the UK tells us that the others killed Boone. Because in the clip with Paolo down in the toilet... I guess this was 2 weeks ago. Listen very carefully to this.
You left this open.
Tom was down here a couple of days ago.
Have them cover it up with a plank.
So if you didn't get that, it's who left this open? Tom was down here a couple of days ago. Have him cover it up with the plane.
Yep. So apparently Tom pushed the plane with Boone in it. I wonder if Tom knows that.
I don't know.
He'd probably feel bad. He seems like kind of a friendly guy.
Yeah.
Friendly, haha,
haha,
and So I think that sorry, we missed that. I couldn't hear it.
I heard it. I thought he said have someone cover it with a plank, and so I didn't think anything of it. But let's just do it one more time.
You left this open.
Tom was down here a couple of days ago.
Have him cover it up with a plank.
Very funny.
Yep. All right, superfan Marty writes in, and he says, my other comment is that my wife knew that they were not dead. Oh, he's talking about...
Nikki and Paolo.
Yeah. They were not dead about 20 minutes into this episode. I started yelling at the TV that the writers screwed up because dead people could not have flashbacks. I was so mad. My wife nonchalantly says, well, they're not dead then. I stopped screaming briefly and then realized that she was right. Even Vincent the dog knew they were alive by uncovering them while they were still waiting to be buried by the other castaways. Maybe the next arm we see Vincent running around the beach with will be Nikki's flesh-rotting appendage. Marty, your wife is very smart.
She's very, very smart.
Yes.
Superfan Sean decided he's not going to listen to our show anymore because we went off on a wild tangent last week and screwed up some facts. But we would like to correct that right now. Last week,
in case anybody else flipped out.
Last week we mentioned, or just off the top of our head, we were talking about Michael and the fence and stuff. And we're like, oh, well, how did Michael get through the fence? And then we forgot, of course, that he was captured by the others. It was a whole episode where he's captured, taken down to what the others have set up, this other little shanty town, and Mrs. Clue down there. And so, of course, he never had to go through the fence. Mm. And so that explains that. But Anna had a theory.
Then I realized that that the whole... Okay, so when Paolo... Back to the hatch. When Paolo's in the hatch and he hears Ben and Juliet talking about pushing the plane. Okay, so if Friendly pushed the plane with Boone in it and Michael had talked about how...
Ben.
Sorry, I'm confusing myself.
Okay.
Down in the hatch, Ben talked about how... he was going to use Michael to get Jack to do his back surgery.
Right.
And so that means that if the timeline is correct there, the plane had not fallen, Boone had not died, and Walt had not been taken. So Mike or Ben planned to take Walt to manipulate Michael into killing Ana Lucia to get Jack to see Kate and Sawyer hump so they could do back surgery. It's a pretty elaborate plan there.
Hey, I think
Ben.
He could do it. I think he could do it.
All right, let's get to this week.
All right, so just off the top, we did get to see Locke briefly, but evidently we won't see him again until episode 19, or so Carlton says. And there's this little scene that we'll now talk about.
What?
Kate.
John, what are you doing? Did they capture you?
Yes, but only temporarily. I came to say goodbye.
Goodbye?
I'm leaving with them.
The hell is going on? I mean, what are they doing to you? Are you brainwashed? Where did Jack go?
Jack didn't go anywhere, Kate. He's gonna have to stay behind like you.
You can't trust them. If they told you that they're going to take you home, they're lying.
I don't want to go home. Kate. I want you to know I made a strong case for you. I told them that you were a good person, reliable, smart, honest. And then they told me who you were and what you had done. Let's just say forgiveness isn't one of their strong suits. Good luck.
John, where are you going?
Coming out!
So is forgiveness one of his strong suits now? I didn't really understand how he felt about her there.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, he was obviously disappointed, like a father figure kind of thing.
Yeah.
With her. And then, of course, speaking of fathers, apparently Locke is going somewhere with his father.
Yeah, did they take him along?
Oh, I'm sure.
Or they put him back in the magic box.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. So
Locke is gone for a while.
Locke's gone for a while, and now he's hooking up with the others, which I guess we assumed would happen because Locke has the power of the island in his fingertips.
And he really wants the others to like him and worship him.
Right. So, the big promo for this week, of course, was the cat fight between Kate and Juliet. I don't even know where to begin with this, with the girls handcuffed together out in the middle. There's a really good clip for you guys that really like Kate of her moaning when she wakes up. I decided not to play that audio. It would be good in a podcast,
yeah, and
I
then
suppose.
It rains, and then they get in the mud. I was like, come on, come on.
And then there's the fight, and it's over Jack.
Excuse me?
I hope you're not going back for Jack. Because I was standing right there when he told you not to come back. And now that you've ruined his chance to get off the island...
And now let's listen to this a little bit. And then there's the monster.
She's like, shut up about your dislocated shoulder and run.
Yeah, sorry about that. So they're fighting because she says, and I'm sort of torn here because they have Kate believing and keep telling Kate that it's her fault that Jack doesn't get to go home. And I guess in a long about sort of way, that's sort of true because it was her idea to go and save him and rescue him, and hence Locke came along and blew up the sub, but it was really Locke that blew up the sub and made it so he couldn't go home. So, I don't know. Should I be upset about that?
Nah.
No? Okay. All right. I won't be then. And then, of course, so the monster comes along. These girls are handcuffed together, and we find out that Juliet now has lied to Kate so that they could be friends?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think that Kate is being severely manipulated here by Juliet and the others. I think the whole thing's a plan to make her feel bad.
So is it... I mean, there's two ways to look at it. Either this is another elaborate Ben scheme.
Yes.
To maybe allow Juliet back into the Cool Kids Club by conning Kate and getting on her good side.
For some reason.
Or Juliet really was banished and left behind, and now the only way that she feels that she can get into their group, which doesn't really make sense because she's in with Jack already, she feels that she has to manipulate Kate.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's all Ben.
So Smokey's chasing them, and they come up to the sonic fence. Something else that's interesting here, Smokey didn't go over the fence like Kate and Locke and Saeed did. He hit the fence and then he went away.
Yeah. Smokey's not so smart.
Yeah. So then Juliet and Kate have a little heart-to-heart.
All right. We don't know what it is, but we know that it doesn't like our fences.
You had a key.
They left me behind, too. They gassed me. I know that you don't care. But the people I spent the last 3 years of my life with, they just left me. I thought that maybe if I could make you think that we were in it together, maybe I wouldn't get left behind again.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't believe her, or else she is trying to use Ben's manipulative ways, but she's no good at it.
Maybe, yeah, because she was trying to lie through this whole thing, and it wasn't really believable.
Right.
But
I don't know.
So then they go back, and they find Jack, and this is weird. Jack has been passed out for, like, a day and a half.
Right. Because they woke up in the daylight and then ran and hid from the monster through the night and got on the other side of the fence the next day. And so Jack is still out cold when Kate comes. I mean, like you said, couldn't he have been making a grilled cheese sandwich or something?
Yeah.
When she came in? That was weird.
Yeah, it was really bizarre. So then we go to the flashback, and I don't know what the point of the flashback was, except, I mean, I'm not saying that it was bad.
Kate's connection to
Cassidy.
Mm-hmm. No, to Sawyer.
And I guess finally hear from her mom why she turned her in, which we didn't really understand, but.
I asked you what you are doing here. I want to know what you told them when I did to Wayne.
I thought maybe you came because you wanted to say you were sorry.
I'm not sorry. He hit you. He treated you like a dog, and
you can't help who you love, Catherine. And for good or bad, I loved him. And you burnt him alive. You turned on the gas and you lit a match. You murdered him in cold blood.
I did it for you.
Oh. I did it for you, Mommy.
You murdered him in cold blood. Who says that?
She does. Okay, I guess they say that in Iowa.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. And then, of course, Anna, you can relate to the next part.
What?
And pregnant Cassidy drinking shots with Lucy.
Right.
At the bar.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty. But then you have a theory about why they have Cassidy.
Oh, I was thinking maybe Kate's pregnant. I don't know. Because she screwed Sawyer, too.
Okay. I don't know.
That's a thought.
So that's the flashback.
Back to with his mom, though, back to her mom talking about you can't help who you love. So that doesn't help straighten out who Kate loves. Jack or Sawyer.
Well, she loves Jack, then.
You think?
Or maybe she loves both of them.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably. That's what a triangle is all about, the love triangle.
Well, now it's going to be a love square with Juliet back in there. Mm-hmm. So, back on the beach. We're trying hard over on the beach. And we've got Hurley conning Sawyer into saving face so that he could become the leader. And then, of course, we're going to have Jack come back next week. So, I don't know what they're setting up.
I feel like they're just setting up a new conflict between Sawyer and Jack. So that Sawyer is getting comfortable being a leader on the beach, and then Jack comes back and he's the automatic leader, and everybody's going to look to him and ask him for things, and I don't know. That's my thought.
You son of a bitch. There wasn't ever going to be no vote.
But wasn't it nice being nice?
You tricked me into being decent? That's got to be the lamest cons in the history of cons.
Wasn't a con, dude. If you're going to be our temporary leader, you need to do some damage control.
Leader? What the hell are you smoking?
Jack's gone. Locke's gone. Kate and Saeed. You're all we got. Paolo and Nikki died. We all look to you. Then again, you totally tried to steal the diamonds, but we wanted to look to you. Look around. You made everyone happy. Just for today, they can eat boar, laugh, and forget that they're totally screwed. And you did that for him, dude. You.
What if I don't want to be the leader?
Yeah, well, I don't think Jack wanted it either. Sucks for you, dude.
Sucks for you, dude.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
And then, of course, I'm glad to see that Sun is still holding a grudge.
Yeah.
she's not going to be wooed by this guy doing stupid stuff with the blanket and
right, it was his idea to knock her out and kidnap her, and that's not cool. She's a little traumatized by that.
Right. So, next week, Captain Jack is back, and he's bringing Juliet. It's evidently a Juliet-centric episode, and it evidently picks up right after her last flashback, so right after she's recruited, and it also has an untrusting Saeed interrogating
her,
Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
So that ought to be good.
Now what?
Now we go back. Next Wednesday.
It's Jack!
Their leader returns for a long-awaited reunion. But a familiar face.
The hell is she doing here?
He's not always a welcome one.
I want to know everything.
If I told you everything I know, you'd kill me.
What do you think I'll do if you don't?
All new Lost, next Wednesday at 10, 9 central, only on ABC.
If I told you everything I know, the show would be over.
Well, they've got to wrap something up with season 3, going into season 4. Hopefully we're going to find out more about the Dharma, more about the island, and get that resolved, and then we can jump into the magic box in season 4.
Right.
I don't know. But that is everything that we have for this week. Anything, last words there, Anna? Anything exciting?
Secret out.
Just listen to the Delta Park Project with your hosts, Jason and Anna. Delta Park Project is a pop culture podcast produced each week in Beaverton, Oregon. Be part of the show. Call the voicemail hotline 1-206-20-DELTA or send an email to hangry@gmail.com. To find links for everything mentioned in this show, go to our website at deltaparkproject.com.
This show is made possible with support from 3x3 Club, a new game that takes ordinary postcards and turns them into a month-long adventure. Use the coupon code DPP to save 50% off a one-month subscription. Go to 3x3club.com and let the games begin.
What happened, everybody? Where's Craig? Where's Frogert?